value. The county government of Nakuru has initiated a partnership with National Agricultural and Rural Inclusive Growth Project, NARIGP, to encourage adoption of technology and mechanized farming among smallholder farmers to improve production and quality of their produce. The devolved unit has announced that it was crafting public-private partnerships to set up a mechanization hub which will also link providers of mechanized farm services to smallholder farmers who do not have agricultural machinery. County Executive Committee Member, CECM, in charge of agriculture, livestock and fisheries Mr. Leonard Bohr said the initiative was aimed at giving younger farmers opportunities to embrace better mechanized food production to increase yields in addition to making farming attractive to the younger generation. We envision a situation where smallholder farmers have access to subsidized mechanization. This will help reduce over-reliance on human labor which is not economical. Farmers will enjoy increased yields on their farm produce. We want to set up at least 5 mechanization hubs across the county, stated Mr. Bohr. Speaking when he received 4 tractors and agricultural equipment for a potato mechanization project under the NARIGP initiative, the CECM noted that technological advancements have enabled manufacture of light and cheaper machinery that can help smallholder farmers revolutionize agriculture both in terms of quantity and quality of products grown and processed. Mr. Bohr said the notion that mechanization is only for those in large-scale farming was misguided and a threat to Kenya's food security. The need to boost crop yields to feed Kenyans is becoming a priority. Technological advancements and innovations can help small-scale farmers improve productivity, thus making agriculture more profitable. The county is seeking ways of enhancing food security through mechanized farming, irrigation, and use of quality seeds and appropriate fertilizers, he further said. Mr. Bohr noted that mechanized farming contributed to timely preparation of land, efficient land use and increased production. It also reduced the cost of production and created more employment opportunities, particularly among the youth. The equipment also included 1-disc plow, 2 3-row ridges, 2 20-disc double offset harrows, 2 chisel plows, 2 potato planters, 2 harvesters and 2 tipping trailers. The CECM said there was a need for traders and dealers in agricultural machinery to equip smallholder farmers with technical know-how to operate and maintain the machinery through field days, workshops, farm visits and seminars to enable them become commercially successful. Mr. Bohr stated that the county was working with dealers and manufacturers of farm machinery to ensure that their products targeting small-scale farmers were built with simplicity of design, unsurpassed reliability, outstanding fuel economy and minimal maintenance requirements. We are encouraging dealers in farm equipment whose services should consist of genuine spare parts centers and nationwide mobile service coverage to set up shop in Nakuru. We are working with several institutions that will extend farmers' financing to purchase modern equipment. Asset financing should be tailor-made to suit the abilities of both smallholders and large-scale farmers. Since some new farmers lack experience with planters, tractors and implements, dealers are encouraged to put in place training as part of the package for new owners. This should entail showing buyers how to maximize the use of their machinery to boost their food production by using mechanization, said the CECM. While noting that the equipment will be used by the Nakuru Potato Cooperative Union comprising 10 potato cooperative societies across the devolved unit, Mr. Bohr observed that mechanization of potato farming improves harvesting of the crop, lowering costs, and reducing post-harvest losses by 20% with fewer damaged potatoes compared to manual harvest. He added that Kenyan farmers are still shying away from modernization due to lack of capital. According to the World Bank report on agribusiness indicators, the degree of mechanization in Kenya is about 3 tractors per 1,000 hectares or 26.9 tractors per 100 square kilometers. The report indicates that despite the potential that mechanization has in transforming agriculture by helping farmers to intensify their businesses, mechanization levels remain very low in Kenya and across the continent. In 2019, Africa Renewal reported that Africa had an average of about 1 to 2 tractors per every square kilometer compared to developed countries, where India had 128 tractors while Brazil registered 116 tractors both per square kilometer. The World Bank attributed the low level to the fact that mechanization is capital intensive, requiring special financial products such as long-term capital, credits, or leasing arrangements, which is beyond smallholder farmers and micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. Nevertheless, where the smallholder farmers access mechanization, they are required to go an extra mile to maximize the potential of the agricultural machines, which if not maximized, compromises repayment plans and becomes a threat to profitability of the machines, the report said. Mr. Bohr noted that the continent's population is expected to double by 2050, meaning it will require enormous effort to feed the people. He pointed out that it's time the continent ditches the hoe in favor of modern technology, which will complete the same tasks far more efficiently, adding that youthful entrepreneurs can enter Kenya's agricultural mechanization sector and make a great business of it. In Kenya, there are only 2 tractors for every 2,500 acres. Kenyan youth need to keep their eyes and innovative prowess around the agriculture sector. At the moment, mechanization levels on farms across Africa are very low, with the number of tractors in sub-Saharan Africa ranging from 1.3 per square kilometer in Rwanda to 43 per square kilometers in South Africa, compared with 128 per square kilometers in India and 116 per square kilometers in Brazil, explained the CECM. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, a UN specialized agency that champions efforts to defeat hunger, Africa overall has less than 2 tractors per 1,000 hectares of cropland. There are 10 tractors per 1,000 hectares in South Asia and Latin America. The CECM stated that without mechanized agriculture, productivity suffers drastically, lowering farmers' earnings. The need to boost crop yields to feed Kenyans is becoming a priority. All manufacturers need to contribute towards realization of the government's Big Four agenda. Technological advancements and innovations have helped small-scale farmers improve productivity, thus making agriculture more profitable. The county is implementing ways of food nutrition and security which include mechanized farming, irrigation, and use of quality seeds and appropriate fertilizers, he said. Mr. Bohr noted that mechanized farming contributed to timely preparation of land, efficient land use and increased production. It also reduced the cost of production and created more employment opportunities, particularly among the youth. The CECM revealed that his department was in talks with various lenders with a view of coming up with affordable financing opportunities for small-scale farmers wishing to acquire machinery. He said smallholder farmers will also be equipped with technical know-how to operate and maintain the machinery through field days, workshops, farm visits and seminars to enable them to become commercially successful. The CECM noted that soil erosion and poor seed beds are common challenges witnessed in the county due to lack of skills in machine operation. Mr. Bohr further observed that small-scale dairy farmers should embrace mechanized technology in making their own animal feeds, translating to quality fodder, which will not only increase milk production but also beef, mutton and the quality of hides and skins. According to Egerton University's Tegemeo Institute of Policy and Research Analysis, the cost of producing a liter of milk in the country is between ₦19 to ₦25. But industry players want the cost reduced to ₦14 to be able to remain competitive within the East Africa region. Mr. Bohr noted that dairy feeds accounted for an average 70% of the cost of production, and that if farmers employed mechanized technology to mix their own feeds at home, it would directly reduce the cost of producing milk. He said that as long as farmers use the right ingredients when making their own feeds, the quality will be good. What is produced by some feed manufacturers is not necessarily of high quality. Various samples of animal feeds have been analyzed and found to be of poor quality. It is better for small-scale dairy farmers to mix their own feeds where they are guaranteed of the quality and quantity of ingredients, stated the CECM. The county, he said, is working on a mechanization policy that will guide training of farm equipment operators by various stakeholders in partnership with manufacturers and their appointed dealers.